Welcome to GPK Radio. Welcome to May. Yes, the fifth month of the year is up and running, and the project is growing incrementally. Over 1,200 followers on Twitter from zero at the start of the year. We've now started onto Instagram as well. The idea is to build it slow and build it right. So, you know, that's the start of that. We now are on 5 platforms with this podcast, so I'm really delighted about that. And looking at up to 500 listeners over the period of time. So we're really starting to catch on. Just finished a teacher story episode 2 in number 56 of GPK Radio's output, journaling my journey through education and through the year as I go. But that is a particular one where we have been inviting individuals within education to tell their story. So if you're interested in that, hit me up on Twitter or Instagram on the direct message route or in the program notes. Of course, you'll find the link GPK Radio, which is on anchor.fm/GPK. And you can put a comment in there for anything you want covered on the educational podcast. Let's get on with today's show. When working in the social, emotional and behavioural difficulty sector, I usually try and come at it from the premise that all sentimental beings, particularly human beings, want happiness and do not want pain and suffering. Everyone therefore will use different methods or means to overcome suffering and to achieve happier lives, relative to their own situation or environment, and that's crucial. It is important to think seriously about the positive or negative consequences of the methods employed to achieve that happiness. As the value system or base that the children experience outside of school can have implications for how they achieve happiness in school or attempt to achieve it, i.e. the methods by which they engage or employ to achieve that happiness. They can become focused on immediate quick fix solutions, which possibly work outside of the school environment, and that can have negative consequences within a school or class environment, particularly when they don't get the quick fix that they have been conditioned to expect when they employ those methods. We have to therefore educate for a long-term interest. We also have to appreciate that they want an absolute no solution, and that this can be the cause of poor reactions in differing circumstances. Realistically, what we have to do is try and break that cycle and educate the child that they can achieve goals by using proper methods and use them to achieve a gain in the long term, a proper gain that involves happiness not only for themselves but also those around them, in that their happiness is not incurred at pain to others. And that's the big thing that they don't have a realization of sometimes within the school environment, because they've been conditioned to quick fix responses at home, and when they get a no or a not now in school, it results in a very abrupt response and a raising in the anxiety and the anger cycle. Characteristics of schools with an effective behaviour management system. My work in schools basically is holistic from the point of view of that it not only deals with the child in an individual situation, I also then work with the class teacher and the child in the class environment. And I also try and incorporate a whole school approach or a year group approach or a key stage approach to a particular problem or whatever, and we put systems in place. But realistically, developing effective behaviour management in schools is a complex process, and the effectiveness of any behaviour management system is determined by a number of factors. In order to establish effective behaviour management systems, I believe schools should have a whole school approach. Strong collaboration and communication with stakeholders in the development, implementation and review of any behaviour management plan. That a positive school environment should be caring, safe, and it should encourage a strong sense of belonging. There should be proactive prevention, appropriate instructional strategies and pedagogies which are relevant, engaging, address the needs of students and cater for individual differences. Proactive preventive measures such as the teaching of social skills and values, and students should be encouraged to be responsible for their behaviour and taught to make good choices. There should be positive relationships and a sense of mutual respect existing between members of the school community. Parents should be kept informed about their child's behaviour and progress. And rules and consequences become essential within this. There should be a clear set of rules and policies, and a fair but effective consequences for those who misbehave. Routines and roles are also crucial. The stakeholders must be aware of their roles and responsibilities, and the operation and procedures for the implementation of behaviour management plans should be known and followed by staff. Resources must be sufficient and should be allocated to behaviour management within the school, and there should be an infrastructure around those resources. A student support service should be in place to provide intervention and corrective strategies for those who continue to misbehave or have special needs. And staff support systems should also be in place where there's a strong feeling of collegial support, shared power and trust existing amongst all staff. Also, any effective behaviour management system should be subject to review and reflection processes in order to monitor student behaviour and plan for improvement. Just finishing off episode 57 on GPK Radio. Two slots in today's episode, one looking at happiness and achieving it and how some children's value systems possibly end up causing sadness as they try to achieve what they term happiness. So that has to be taken into consideration when we're dealing with them in behaviour sense and putting strategies in place. And while we're talking about strategies, I also go through more or less an overview of the key elements of a strategy for behaviour management within a school. So I hope you find the two main parts of today's episode interesting. And if you have any comment, of course, link up to me on anchor.fm/GPK and leave a voice comment. You can also direct message me on Twitter and Instagram, and that can pull into either today's episode, or also join me if you want for another A Teacher's Story and become a guest on it and tell us all about your own educational journey.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.